Begin the card dot masach this nuzz dot mem beis. Begin on the beis. Begin the chesam house. Begin the gemara that amar rabbi Rav Kana. I'll give this Rav Huna. Mikem olay dibar kasev. The pasuk explicitly tells us lo yitame that not to become tame. So kishoyim lo yave when it's saying lo yave as Tesis explained gabin nazir ksiba on the kriyah these books were written by the nazir. What's that coming to add? So Tesis quotes towards the gemara lazir la tama lazir la bia to warn them regarding coming tame and warn them regarding coming into an oil of a mess. As Tosis says, "Can Mechash of Zemach like Moshe Gnoshol explains? Not as loyal, but comes to the canopy, to the room of a dead person. Im Hizchub, if they warn the Mishum Leitim of Mishum Leyavoy, not to come away and not to come in. Like Ushtamik gets two sets of lashes, because Ushteim Hoy Vasach is both of them have it at the same time. But the words of the Gemara about Tuma, but regarding Tuma and Tuma, that Loy Mishkach Leishes Chavitam, that we don't find that a person can be liable for two separate liabilities." As some Gersois add on the words, unless you have an additional tuma by the second entity. Whereas, meaning, if they want him, don't become tummy, if he's already tummy. But shortly the Gemara is going to bring the Mishnah that seems to contradict this. And next to Bim Aschot Taisis, according to those added Gersois, Abra Visavam, he says, no, even when there's tuma and tuma. As Taisis explains, even without adding on some tuma, he's going to be liable for a second time becoming Tame. Next, this master, the beginning of the Gemara, the Rav Yisrael says, no, even Tumah, because as Taiz goes toward the Gemara, the Marabunah says, Nazar Shem, the basic Kabbalah, says, Nazar standing in the cemetery, but should let me see pass him his dead relative, as the Gersim of Ramsburg is, because the Al HaKaravim, who Muzer Kohen Gadol, Nazar is forbidden to be Tame to his relative, just like a Kohen Gadol. Oy meis acher is the words of the Gemara, or another mess. But not gomani touches him. Chayiv is gonna be liable. But the question is, why? Matam bekayim is ready tame. Ah, shemam nasa says. Obviously, I feel it's matam like that's Rabbi Yisrael proving that even if he's tame, if he does tame again, he's gonna be liable. The problem is, as Taisa quotes, Isra Baya. Baya asks, he says, wait a second. Learn the brayso. Taisa Gir says nazir or it's kain that shayiv meis mun nechalak sevab. If he had a dead person on his shoulder, bechula etc. So they pass him another mess, and he touches. You would think Yochel Yehichayev. You would think B'chul Etzach Yochel Yehichayev. You would think he'd be liable. The Malam Lehichalei, which is Tosis Girsa, because says in contrast, the Tosis brings from Besefrikos of Tamalam Lehichal, which is like the Girsa like we have in our Gemaras, but the next word should be like Merav Ranchberg says Beze'ina. That's not possible. So the Kos of Gavay Sargos Tuma doesn't say it, that word Lehichal regarding the prohibition of becoming Tamei. It's regarding prohibited relationships. The Kamasamacham Mahdian, so too later, the Gemara actually says the Lechalai Sultrasha. The drasha is coming from the word Lechalai. Or Lechalai Bekayim said, now, although Lechalai is Bekayim, but if Madame knows the Kayim God, knows it compared to Kayim God, the Kaman Per Kayim God, the Melchazam Av, the Maid Mahdod, the Xerisham, the Ime Ime. So they're both the same, you could compare the two contexts. So you see that the halacha is that once you are Mechol, there's no Mechil anymore. So on that, as Tezik quotes the Gemara, so Rav Yosef said back to Abaya, what do you mean? As Tezik quotes the words of the Gemara, but then you have to ask our Mishnah. So now we learn the Mishnah, if someone's telling me all day as a Nazir, if they told me not to tell me, don't become tell me, don't become tell me, don't become for each and every one. As Tezik went, although he's already desecrated. So the words of the Gemara is like Tezik quotes Elikasha. So then they contradict each other. So what's the point? What was Abaya coming to say? So that obviously, that elakocha samehach b'risa mikbe masdin. Obviously, you have to remove the b'risa. Many Rav Yisrael was saying, so you have to remove the b'risa from the Mishnah. Don't ask me from the b'risa. Obviously, the Mishnah has more authority, and the Mishnah says like me. Torching more quotes like Kasha says Abaya. No, Abaya b'lotat masdin b'risa. He's coming to resolve. There's no contradiction, because Khan over here of the b'risa that if you're ready mechul, you can't be mechal again. It's from Chubal Mes. That's the words of Gemara Bechaburin. He's connected to the mess. He's holding the mess. The Israelite, and they're warning him. Oh, we should not make and they pass him another mess. Let me have a thank me. He's in the state of desecration right now. Khan, the Mishnah said you'd be liable again. Ishalai Bechaburin, where he's not connected. Minishapish Kvama Mess. He already disconnected from the mess. Why should the mess and they pass him another mess? Acha Shapish from the Mishnah after you already separated from the first one. Normally they tell him, Altitam don't become Tome. And Kamachul Boimid. There's no Machul Boimid over here. As the Gersim of Ramsburg is El Tesevus to me, adding on Tumah. Av Boy Yim, even that same day. Why? Because Bishosh and the Gib Mez when he's touching the Mez, and the Gib Boy Yitma Shibas Yamim, the one who touches him, becomes Tumah the 7 days. Kedushim Pegay Ma Mid, like the Mez Tashin Tabwitz Tablam 7 days. Kalashigibah Tumah Yitma Shiva, whoever touches him, what it means to say is Udi Yikrav, as the Girsa of the Maran is Tumas Erev Misav Achrit Shapirish. Meaning actually Yikrav Misav Achrit Shapirish is Tumas Erev. That's what it should say. Meaning to say, yes, when you're connected to the, when you're holding the mess, someone touches you, it's Tumah for 7 days. If you're disconnected, then you're not an Avi Avos, then you're only Ava Tumah, then the guy becomes Tumah only until the evening. So you see that there's a greater level of Tumah when you're connected to the mess, even though you're Tumah, you're going to be Tumah 7 days either way, but it, you're adding Tumah when you're already separated. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. So then the Gemara asks, as Taisa quotes words Gemara, but Tumah Chabur and Deraisa is really the halacha of Tumah when it's connected to biblical. Chloim, another Taisa said, Chiba Amash Anagia, think general, if someone else who touches, Chiyah Anagia, Tumah, the one who touches, the one who's touching, come Tumah Shem, Dikab, Deraisa, you think the halacha of the guy who's touching the mess is going to come Tumah Deraisa? That you're telling me that it has relevance for what we're discussing over here? But as to the words of Gemara, what's connected? Pirish. In other words, Yikav, the one who's touching, who the one who's touching. Elin, Trumavakach, Molagran, Trumavakach, and as Tosafot explains, I mean, this is where you say, Tumashi, can they give a mess? That the Tumah is going to be as if he's touching the mess itself, the time of Trumavakach to contaminate Trumavakach. But as the words of Gemara, Nazar, but regarding Nazar, which is Lister, to contradict to demolish his counting of Nazir, so he becomes Tumah to bring Kamat Tumah, but in so regarding the, as the next idea that Gemara mentions, Limonim, so it's Pesach, not bringing Kamat Pesach. And Lohemi did not make the rabbinic law a stand. And the question is, it's biblical, like the Gemara is saying, that what's the difference? So the Gemara differentiates and says, well, depends. Rabbi Yana is talking about, as Tosafot quotes, the chiburi adam ba'adam. So what does that mean, the connection of a man and a man? So Pirashri, the Re explains, in contrast to what Rabbi Yisrael was talking about, the chiburi adam ba'mes, so Re explains, shashlisha hanageya, Binogeya is some add in the words binogeya b'mes, meaning the one who's touching, the one who's touching, the one who's touching the mess. Dahu vadmi rabbanu tamei shabbat. That for sure, rabbinically is going to be tamei 7 days only rabbinically. When do we say the one who's touching, the one who's touching is biblical? Davke dinogo binogeya b'mes. He's touching the one who's touching the dead person when he's touching the dead person. Over there, Amar hey Yisrael ben Yezah, he testified diyikah b'diyikah masab. The one who's touching, one who's touching is tamei. It's biblical. The one who's whoever touches the tummy is going to become tummy. The more comes out, the raisu bechibulun tummy shiba. Biblically is when you connect the tummy 7 days. It's not connected to tummy till the evening. But also in the Megazin, they came along and they were guys. Avshalay bechibulun tummy shiba. Even if it's not connected to tummy 7 days, but also he has been yanzav shalom to be permitted that. Which again, with Pirush Rina Farish, you have to explain the raisu bechibulun. What does it mean biblically is when it's connected? How you know that is as the Gisim Rav Ranchberg is. When he's touching the dead person, not connected, meaning he translates to say, yes, the original guy is touching the mess, but it's not, you're not touching the guy who's touching the mess. You're touching the guy who's touching the guy who's touching the guy who's touching the mess. Now, Abba Rashi, Pesach, and Rashi actually explains that actually also in the Begazer, when they came along in the Begazer, when it's not connected, meaning Afin Pesach the Gamri, even if it's total, even if he totally separated. So the question is, what does it mean, Shlebichaburin, a third person? Or Shlevi Chaburin means to say, simply because when the original guy is not connected at that time to the mess itself. Look at the next test, to begin with the Gemara, where the Gemara asks a question. Maishna Tumma Tumma Delay. This is going on Rabba. Why are you saying that when you're Tummy, and then you have a more Tummy, you're not going to become Tummy, the Homer Tummy because you're already Tummy, as Taisha explained, being Katay Sefes, as it gives Mervan Shpagiz, Umbuchulba, because Inbe is ready, Buchulba Imid. Question is, however, and this is the gears of Meravansh, which skips a lot of words over here, but Tuma Biyanami, Tuma, and coming into the oil also, if the dead person on the shoulder of Holocaust, Mesa goes to the oil, Mesa is visible, and they want Mishum Layov and Mishum Layov because of these two Israel, not to come in and not to become Tummy, as the words of the Gemara, Hometamavaka is ready Tummy. So the question is, by my look, LB, why is he getting lashes for coming into the oil, Mesa? Because as Tisha explained, even they gave him Mesa, if it's Tuma where he touched the Mesa, or perish, and now he's not. Connect, he's not touching him anymore. But next lames, and then he comes out lames. Half a l'tumah v'tumah leikshtam, or even v'tumah tumah, you get lashed at 2 times. Shaydin kamal chulam, as we just explained previously in the Gemara, he's already desecrated. He's not desecrated because he's not bechibur, he's not connected. So it must be that he is connected. So what's the for oil for layavay versus layitma? So I think my answer is as Rabbi Yechidin says, as Teza quotes, kamba bias. Oh, here's tomat in a house. In other words. Nichnis bebayis, if you come into Hashem Betechemes, which inside is a dead person, and you were not to me beforehand, then you get 2 sets of lashes. Why should it be a labais when you come into the house? Both are coming at the same time. But as the words of the Gemara, come beside the hears in the field, come in other words, called Tumma, if you're having Tumma and another Tumma without oil, which means say that's in an open field, you're not coming into an oil because it's not the halacha b'loyavoy. So lo mishkach she yischayv shtam b'vasachas. It's not possible to have, like we're saying, by loyavoy to have two liabilities at the same time. So the noga b'beis meisim b'vasachas, because if it's lots, you'll have that you touch two dead people at the same time. Kulachad asri asra, it's all one warning. The asra the love the tumah today, it's the same negative prohibition of tumah. So it's not going to add another lav. If he had the dead person on the shoulder, his Isabel and Tumah, and they won regarding Tumah, but he shit himself and they pass him another dead person, it's already desecrated. They can't deserve Tumah, and there's no added Tumah from the second one. So that's Maram, how he explains the Gemara's answer. Which he says, the interpretation of Rashi is very difficult to understand, which here the Mefarish, he says, regarding bias, he says the same thing. He says, when do we say that you can be Chayban Biyah and Tumah, when you come into the house with messes inside of it, which are Tumah and Biyah happening at the same time? But it says the other halacha that we said that this excluding where he's mechulav ba'imid is, for example, where he touched a mess in the sada and then he comes into the oil mess that's there in the same oil where he's going to be potter because it's a real mechulav ba'imid, that Tosafot finds difficult to understand.